You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mike Conti going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some Falcons preseason game number one with him. Looking ahead to some joint practices tomorrow and Wednesday as well against the Titans. And then a preseason game on Friday night against the Titans also. We'll get to an AMA coming up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for that one. And we can do Falcons reaction from Friday night as well if you'd like to call in and ask anything about that. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute.
Another one of the stories was Travis Hunter. Did play ways. 11 plays on offense, 8 on defense. Got our opportunity to play both ways. Still interested how they're going to divvy up that part of him, because he's going to do both. Mm-hmm. It's just about how much he's going to be able to do both. But he's going to play both. And they, you know, offense, he's in there throwing the damn ball.
Yep.
Threw a couple little in breaking in, right? Nothing too big. Had a couple plays defended, missed the tackle, took a bad damn angle, allowed the defender to get outside of him. But yeah, that's going to be another one of those interesting stories.
Do you think that they'll do it just like whichever one he's doing better at? Yeah. Like if he's playing better defensively than he is on offense, they're having him in or whatever, put him out there for defense more.
Yeah.
If he's playing better on offense, and like you said, I mean, whatever, obviously there's going to be growing pains for a rookie with coverage and tackling and all. I don't know. I don't know if it's sort of like a see how it plays out plan or if they have a specific plan for it. Because, I mean, either way is fine. But it does seem to me like you could go into it like, all right, like he's clearly up to speed offensively.
Yeah,
this is working. We can do this.
Let him go.
I don't know. Like defense, we're going to have to come along with it. It's not going to be quite as much.
Yeah, because I think defensively, I do believe that teams will target him.
And,
you know what I mean, you got to test out his conditioning, man. Cause, I mean, but the one thing, I mean,
well, either way, I mean, he's a rookie.
And I think that's the biggest thing. If he's able to do both as a rookie, and you don't want to overwhelm, it's already hard as hell to play as a rookie in the first place.
Right.
And you're telling me you're going to have him doing multiple things, and not multiple things on defense, things on offense and defense. And then, you know, once you come off the sideline, well, you got to go back out for offense because you get the adjustments that you need for offense to defense. So,
what part of it is going to be most overwhelming? Physically or mentally?
I think mentally.
Yeah.
I think the dude's an athletic freak.
Yeah.
I think defense is going to be a harder challenge for him, in my opinion. Playing corner in the league with these damn receivers, I just think it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, when he's out there on offense, he knows where he's going.
But I do think if he was just one, if he was a corner, I think he has the ability to be an all-pro corner.
I do too.
You know, more than I do believe that he can be an all. I think he'd be a good wide receiver.
Right.
I think Travis could be an all NFL. All pro.
Right. Well, it's kind of, and not to get too far ahead of it, because who knows how's this going to work out, but like, that's kind of like Shohei, right?
Yeah.
Like, Shohei is a starting all-star best player in baseball hitter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he's a really good pitcher, too.
Really good
he's
pitcher.
Probably not going to win a Cy Young Award,
right,
but he's a really, really good pitcher.
Yes.
And the fact that he could do both is insane.
Right.
So you're saying if Travis had to split him, he'd probably be more like his Shohei side would be defense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Cool. That's my prayer.
Yeah, I mean,
He's freaking awesome. He's freaking wrong. Awesome. I mean, he's a great. He's a damn. I mean, he's won the Brandon Belitnikov.
Yeah, know, right. It's crazy to think that he'd be a better on defense and his hands are that good because he can. He's got great hands.
He has great everything.
Yeah.
Anticipation, leaping ability, athleticism.
He caught some passes last year.
Ball
though,
skills.
That, like, right. That
ball
part of it. Just like knowing where the ball was going to be and then having the strength to muscle it away from the defender or just like catch it one handed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's very good. All right. What did we see from some of the Falcons players that we wanted to see on Friday night? Didn't see much offensively, not to take anything away from the guys that played. I think the guys that played did a nice job. I think Easton Stick, at the very least, showed you that he is a NFL-quality backup quarterback, which
yes.
is what his job is. So good to see him doing that. And the other thing is, I think he played well enough. I mean, he was 15 of 18 for 150 yards and a touchdown. He played well enough for guys like Chris Blair and Sills and some of these other receivers that are competing for that last roster spot to go out there and actually show what they can do.
Right.
Like, we've seen preseasons past where the starting quarterback wasn't giving those guys a chance
yes.
to show.
Yes.
Like, Easton Stick looked better on Friday, and I know who he was playing against, whatever. He looked better on Friday than Desmond Ridder ever looked.
Yeah.
And he's the third quarterback that this team has.
Yeah, he played well, man. He played well enough that if you are – and the thing about each Stick was he has been a backup in NFL and has been thrust into action when the starting quarterback went down.
Right.
And so he's been in that situation to be able to do it. And if somehow they're able to move Kurt before the season, something becomes available, because that's the only way Kurt's leaving his roster, if something becomes available, then, you know, he'll be a viable guy if that does happen. But I thought he played well. And like you said, that gives other guys, the young guys, opportunities to make plays on the ball. Unfortunately for me, I didn't really have to play with those guys when I was coming up and everything, played more with the starters. So I got a better opportunity. But I did see other rookie tight ends have to go with those quarterbacks. You're like, damn.
Well, and even some of the quarterbacks Woo! You were playing with that were starters.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Like, damn.
You got to get somebody killed.
Just give me a shot.
Well, honestly, I thought Emory Jones played pretty well, too. They used his legs.
Obviously,
he has that facet of his game more than Stick does. But he did a nice job out there, too. So, all in all, I think offense was fine. It was impressive to see some of what you saw defensively. It was great to see DeMarco Hellams out there playing, first of all, because he missed all of last year. But then physical and really fired up. That was cool. And then the pass rush got after it, man. Got three sacks, caused some fumbles, took two of them away. It was good to see.
And they played hard. I mean, they were – that was the thing. They were hunting. They were playing with so much effort and so much energy. And a lot of that, Andy, comes from competition. I want to be out there.
Yeah.
I noticed my man across there right here, he is funneling maybe funneling stuff to me. But you know what? I'm trying to get there, too. I thought Dorless and Rook played really good. Now, again, I saw some all-22 of this. And the thing with Dorless, if you're going against the better line, you can't do some of the things that he did, because he got out of his gap a couple times. But because you're playing against a guy, because if some of the things that happened in that game, if that was Detroit's first line, it would have been gashes.
Yes.
Just gashes.
Yes. Technique mistakes like that with those guys.
Yes. Yes.
You're not coming back.
Yes.
You're stuck. You're out of the play.
Yes.
And like you said, that's probably a big play for the offense as well, which is a bummer. Like, you'd like to see your guys against their best guys, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
Anything else to mention? I know Mike Conte will join us, and we'll talk a little bit more Falcons coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. But also, obviously, prayers out to Maurice Norris, the Lions safety. Everybody saw the way that the game ended. Brutal. You never, ever want to see anything like that. Sounds like he's doing okay, like all things considered.
Well,
I know Dan Campbell said that he's in the concussion protocol.
He's back home.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And as we talked about it to start the show, you never want to see a player get hurt. You never want to see the ambulance. You never want to see the stretcher and things like that come out to get a player off the field, man. And because it puts into perspective how this can happen. I mean, this kid was probably in the huddle, didn't realize what was going to happen that next play. So unfortunate. Glad he's doing well. Glad he has an opportunity. Nothing but serious. I mean, it was serious when it happened.
Oh yeah.
But he's able to leave grade
that
and go
terrifying.
Back. And you know, you get a chance to when you're involved in a play, because it was not a purposeful thing. He was just doing his damn job. The kid just took a bad ankle,
right,
and you saw what happened. But that takes its toll on
sure
him,
it,
man.
Does. It does. Sure it does. It's like a pitcher that hits a guy in the head on accident.
It's one of those things where, you know, you don't blame yourself because it's football, but yet you feel so bad because you were a part of that play. So,
and you also know it could have been you.
Yeah,
and
that's the thing about it. It always can be you. It always could have. In every situation I've ever seen, I always thank God after that, because that could have been me right there. Yeah. That could have been me, that something like that happened to it. My family had to watch this, because that's always the thing. It's family. You're trying – if it's been there where you're trying – the organization, they're trying to find this man's wife or parents or somebody to let them know how he's doing. That's why whoever the head of security, everybody always has his number. Wives, girlfriends, mama, daddy, have his number, because – that's the biggest thing. Yeah. You're watching your child, your loved one, like, roll out of a football field on a damn stretcher in an ambulance. That's just got to be one of the scariest things ever.
Yeah, God, can't
even. Got to be one of the scariest things ever.
All right, let's, for brief, because Bo did all the work to put it together, and we have to get the sponsor in, and it was fun to watch the Braves this weekend. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
High and deep into the jet stream that's blowing out that way, and that baby is gonna go. A moonshot for Mattio to tie the game in the fourth. 2-2 to Ozuna. Marcell Ozuna, kiss that baby goodbye. A big fly for the Big Bear. His third in two games, and it opens it up here in the seventh. Kryptonite for the Marlins over the last decade. Now Michael Harris deep to right. Back to back. No, not back to back, with a strikeout in between. But it's the 12th of the year for Michael Harris.
It's a home run sandwich.
A home run sandwich.
Yeah, man.
Power over the weekend. They took 4 out of 5 from the Marlins, who had been playing some pretty good ball. And here's the thing. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Play spoiler.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, the Mets are free-falling. Help them. They're going to have a chance to beat them more as the rest of the season goes on. Ruin other people. Your season's ruined.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
Take other people down with you.
Yeah, might as well.
Drag them into the gutter with you.
What are we talking, Andy? You're going to have to take the good with the good. You know what I mean? And there are certain players, and I saw one guy went out there for a save the other day. He got it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Michael Harris, good to see him doing good. Marcell Ozuna, he's come out of whatever he was in. Good.
His 3-month-long hip injury?
Good.
That he played with?
Yeah, good.
Nice that the hip's gotten better.
Hurston Wiltroff?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you said it right.
Yeah, him. Good. everything is all good, Buck. Your season is washed.
Yeah, except for the season's toast. But you win 4 out of 5. You feel good about it. Doesn't happen all that often. We'll come back. Mike Conti is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons preseason game number one with him. The AP poll came out today as well. See how he feels about Penn State. Ooh, they moved up in this one.
Uh-oh, he's even more nervous now.
Penn State's number two.
Mike's over there pacing right now.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh,
15 minutes away from the AMA here on a Monday afternoon.
Ooh, yeah.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get the phone lines open. You can give us a call, 404-726-0929. Also want to let you know, cut down day is what every pro football player dreads. But this year, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is celebrating cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th at 4 p.m., when the pro football cut deadline hits, we'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux reel mower. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. Mike Conte joins us now, normally Tuesdays at 11:40, but with everything going on with camp and all that, today David Onyemata was in that spot, so Mike joins us now. Mike, how are you?
I gladly yield to David Onyemata.
It was fun talking to him. If you missed the conversation, rewind on the Odyssey app or subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll show up in your inbox every single day. All right, preseason game number one behind us. Mike, general thoughts?
Agree with Randy. Like seeing the young defensive pass rush show itself in the limited amount of time that we got to see it. Other than that, I think no major tangible takeaways. Yeah, I mean, Easton Stick did fine. So if there is a battle for QB3, he has certainly asserted himself in that battle, and now we'll see what happens in the rest of the preseason. Remember, as Avis pointed out correctly, QB3 could very easily become QB2 for this team, so keep an eye on that. But I think the big thing is, and I tweeted this on Friday, really good job. The unsung heroes, Falcons trainers, Grady EMS, the folks at Grady Hospital, rendering aid to that Lions player as quickly as they did. That was very, very scary. I'm sure it was very scary for everyone in the building. And those athletic trainers and those paramedics were true pros. And the immediate aid that they rendered, obviously, was very effective. So shout out to them. I don't think that should be forgotten in all of this.
Yeah, agreed.
What about the kicking job, Mike? Because we were all last week. We were like, yeah. Hey, Lenny Craig, huh?
It's interesting. And Bo was talking about this on the morning shift today. I guess he and Shock were discussing, and Shock had indicated he had some information that they went with Lenny Craig for the full game because they want to use the kickers in kind of a rhythm situation. They didn't want to alternate and go back and forth.
Oh,
sounds like that's the information that Bo got. So now let's see on Friday if Youngway gets the full game, and then if they do something else in game three. We'll hear from Raheem Morris tomorrow, and it's awkward because of the situation with that that Lions player. We weren't able to have a normal post game by any stretch. They closed the locker room. Raheem Morris didn't really answer any questions. The players weren't made available to talk. Raheem Morris will be made available tomorrow. I have to think he's going to get that question. Okay, yeah. We saw Lenny Craig in game one. What's your plan now going forward? What is the status of this competition? Are we to read anything into the fact that Lenny Craig went first before? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It would seem more likely to me, guys, that if any offense first team is going to play in a preseason game, it's probably going to be this Friday, even if it is just a limited. By the time you get to next Friday in Dallas, You're kind of playing out the string on the preseason. So if the plan is, hey, you know, the Titans game is going to be as close to a dress rehearsal as possible, then maybe we do see Younghoe Koo on Friday.
I know that they'll probably ask Raheem about this tomorrow as well, but do you think that what happens on Friday as far as who plays is dictated by what happens over the next couple of days in the joint practice? No, the Titans are here to have a joint practice with the Falcons tomorrow and on Wednesday, and then, of course, they play them at Mercedes-Benz on Friday. I wonder how much of, like, what they're trying to accomplish this week depends on what they do tomorrow as far as Friday goes.
I feel like everyone has been saying that the joint practices are more important than the actual preseason game. The joint practices are where you truly learn the most about your personnel. I can't speak from experience. Randy probably is much more of an authority on that than me, but that's something I've heard repeatedly. Don't worry about the preseason game. Don't worry about the fact that we don't play anyone in the preseason games. It's really the joint practices that matter. So to that degree, Andy, I don't know if any judgments are made based on what happens tomorrow and Wednesday, or if the plan is, hey, we're going to sit everyone, and tomorrow and Wednesday, that's basically going to be their work for the week. And I think we'll get more on that from Raheem Morris tomorrow. Quick little story, by the way. So Saturday night, we get back from Montreal on the Atlanta United trip late. It's like 2:30 in the morning or something like that. And we're taxiing up to the charter terminal, and they have like six or seven buses idling with their four ways on. I'm like, well, that can't be for us. I mean, we don't take a bus from the airport to anything. And right as we get out of the plane, this enormous 767 is pulling up right behind us, and the bus is Tennessee Titans. Huh. The Titans have been here since Saturday night. They played a preseason game in Tampa, and they flew straight to Atlanta, and they are bunkered in at a hotel north of town, and they've just been sitting here kind of chilling since Saturday night. I don't know if they're doing anything organized today, if it's just going to be the practices tomorrow and Wednesday, but I have to think from a morale standpoint, the Titans players are going to be maybe a little salty.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah, like, that can't be fun. Like, you had a preseason game on Saturday. You don't get to go home. You've got to chill in suburban Atlanta for 2 days before you can go out and hit someone again. So I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that. But I was surprised. I would have assumed maybe they would go home Saturday night and then fly down here to Atlanta today. But they've been here in Atlanta for the last 48 hours.
Mike, the new AP poll comes out. As me and Andy like to say, they make you even more nervous.
Yes. Number two. You're number two now. Yes. You went from three to two.
We went up without even playing. No. Well, look, I mean, like I said, Penn State, we talked about this with the coaches poll. They're going to be, unless they stub their toe against Nevada, they'll be number two in week two regardless because Texas and Ohio State are playing. Again, if it were up to me and I were ranking these teams, Ohio State as defending champions should be number one until they're beaten. Texas as defending runners-up should be number two until they're beaten. And then, Notre Dame as defending runners-up should be number two until beaten. And then Penn State and Texas could be three and four as defending semifinalists until they're beaten. Unless there is a glaring reason where maybe your team's been blown apart by transfers or graduations or something like that. Unless there's a glaring reason, I think you should start the poll the same way last year ended. Sure, you can move Clemson up a bunch of spots because they have everyone coming back, and they were maybe a little bit underranked last year. But I think for the most part, you know, when I look at the AP poll, just like the coaches poll, I don't really see anything glaring that I disagree with. I do see the opportunity for a lot of early season movement because a lot of these teams are going to play each other. Everyone's talking about Texas and Ohio State, which is a huge game. You also have Notre Dame and Miami the day after, the Sunday before Labor Day, which you can hear here on 92.9 The Game. That's another top 10 matchup. So there's going to be a lot of early movement in this poll. But, you know, no huge objections. I probably, if I had a vote, I probably would have put Ohio State number one. But, you know, the top five is pretty much the way it should be as far as I'm concerned.
If I had a vote, I would have voted for Washington, and I would have been the only one who did because nobody else did. We got zero votes for the top 25. It's all right. We're just going to prove everybody wrong.
That's right, baby.
Sleeping on the haters. Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike,
Conti there joins us usually on Tuesdays, but Mondays this time of year as we are at training camp talking football, obviously some Falcons and some college football there as well. I mean, if the glaring thing for Texas is that they lost their quarterback, but everybody thinks the next one's better, I guess that's why they're number one.
Definitely.
It's got to be, right?
Definitely.
Like, Quinn Ewers was pretty good. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good.
But, no, definitely. That's why – what did Texas do? Oh, they got a lot of guys coming back. They got a lot of money, and they got a Manning.
They got a Manning at quarterback.
All right.
Well, sign me up for the hype because it's at the very least going to be interesting. I don't know how great he's going to be.
Me neither.
This could be fun to see, though.
Yeah, I mean,
and he plays Ohio State first game.
And one thing about it, I don't think he's going to be bad.
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think we've seen enough of him to know that he's not bad.
Yeah.
But like the way that it's being treated is like, you know, tank for Arch, and number one pick, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, man. We've done that before, and they've been wrong about it. So we will see. But college football is right around the corner. The AP poll came out today, like we mentioned. Texas was number one in both the coaches' poll and the AP poll. Georgia was number four in the coaches' poll. They had them at five in the AP poll. So
that's right.
They got a little bulletin board material. That's basically Urban. 7-5.
That's what they think about you right here, man.
Exactly right.
That's what it is.
Haven't even played, and they're moving you down.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Load them up here on a Monday afternoon. You can ask us anything. We will answer as best we can on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, couple phone lines available if you want to jump on at 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything about the Falcons game on Friday, too, if you want. I know we didn't. Sometimes on Mondays we'll open up phone lines at 1140 to talk Falcons. We'll do that when the season gets underway officially. But if you wanted to throw one out during the AMA, that would work as well. Let's start with Ed, who's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Randy, congratulations on your daughter checking in at UGA. I've had the pleasure. My oldest graduated from UGA in 23 and my daughter here in 25. So I got two through that institution. And
nice.
And Andy, keep reading to those kids and doing homework with them. I know you got a few years, but that Zell Miller and Hope scholarships, are for real, and I think Randy knows the same thing. So
yes, sir.
Makes a big difference. And my youngest, I actually check into college this coming Saturday. Unfortunately, it's not UGA, but anyway, hey, Andy, I know you're watching the golf this weekend. Yeah. Heck of a tournament. It was just tough to see Mr. Fleetwood let one slip away, but I was glad to see Justin Rose, you know, get the win. And that JJ Spawn, you know, he looks like a guy that should be putting brakes on your car, but he's a heck of a golfer. Have a great week. Hey, great week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ed. We appreciate it. Now, we'll see all those guys at East Lake in a couple weeks, which is great.
Is it next week or we got there?
I don't know. We were talking about that before. Yeah, like, I haven't looked it up.
Because it's the damn 11th today.
It is the 11th of August, which is insane.
Yes.
It might be – I don't know. It's coming up.
Yeah, man.
It's coming up. But, yeah, no, it's getting tough to watch Tommy Fleetwood on Sundays.
Yeah,
like.
Man.
It happens, and it's a thing now. Like, it's fully a thing. It's not just like, no, he gets close, and he doesn't – like, it's hard to win golf tournaments. It's like, no, he gets close, and then he chokes. Yeah. And that happened, again, yesterday. I mean, they had some great stats, not from his perspective, just in terms of them being interesting, about his top threes, his top fives, his top tens, like, most ever without a win on the PGA Tour, at least in the last four decades.
Damn.
The guy's made, like, $50 million in career earnings, and he's never won a tournament.
I'll be straight with that.
Yeah, right. He's probably pretty happy. I think he'd like to win one of these every once in a while, too, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
He keeps putting himself in position. And the other thing, too, is, like, you know, sometimes when it's guys like Rory Sabatini or guys in the past that sometimes everybody hated those guys. Everybody loves Tommy Fleetwood. So like the general golf fan is trying to see him win. Maybe he's saving it for East Lake. Cause that would be like $30 million.
Okay. So add the 32.50. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. No, he's fine. I mean, he's not going to be, eating bad for the rest of his life. He's going to be okay.
But
it'd be nice to get a win. Yeah. And, yeah, J.J. Spawn is really fun. It's cool that he's turned this season into more than just
Scottie Scheffler.
Like a couple random performances. Yeah. Like, you know, he won the U.S. Open. He damn near beat Rory at the Players. And, I mean, he's one of the top guys going into East Lake, too. So very, very fun. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, what's up, fella?
Hey, Devin.
Hey, man. Two quick things. I wasn't able to call last week, but did y'all see the story about the Buffalo killing that man, the rich guy or whatever?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Man, my thoughts and prayers goes out to the Buffalo, bro. Because I can only imagine. I can only imagine going out, just waking up grazing and then trampling and going all that money, bro. I can only imagine. That got to be traumatizing for the Buffalo.
I think so,
trying to graze.
That's it.
You know?
Just grazing. And then, boom, something fly by your head, and you just trying to eat. But anyway, thoughts and prayers to the Buffalo. Second thing, bro, my back went out today, Brandon. And y'all should have seen me, bro. I was like Martin on that episode. I was like 30, 40 feet in the air, like on a platform. And I thought they were finna fly my big ass down with a crane or something, bro. I don't know how I made it down the stairs, bro. When the last time I had, like, a real bad ache that really just, or, like, you know, maybe a back pain, knee pain, anything like that, that just, sat you down.
Every day.
All right, Devin, thank you.
Devin, every day.
But it doesn't shut you down.
It don't shut me down.
You're here.
Yeah, every day. I am so, knocking on wood, fortunate that I've never had any back issues. Because to me, it just feels like just the random, like, I had a teammate, like, the night before the game. Woke up,
yeah,
just back locked up with spasm.
Yeah,
didn't even play.
I've had that.
You know, I've been fortunate enough. I've never had it before.
I've never had like you're lifting something and your back goes out. But every once in a while, a back spasm will pop up. And I had them one time so bad. I was on vacation in Mexico, and it was having a great time.
Yeah.
Vacation in Mexico,
right?
And I couldn't do anything.
Right.
Like I had to just lay in the bed. Because anytime I stood up, it was just like, you can't do anything.
I am fortunate enough that I've never had.
That's been like 15 years now. It hasn't been that bad. So hopefully none of those come back. But it's crazy. Because like people that haven't had them, they're like, I mean,
no,
how bad?
I can believe
it's crazy.
I can believe how bad they are.
You can't do anything.
I can believe that.
Keaton is in Powder Springs. Hey, Keaton.
Yo. Hey, I called last week and asked two questions. Y'all missed one of them, so I just kind of wanted to ask it again because I was interested in y'all's response to it. It's way too early to be talking about this, but I wanted to get your way too early Heisman finalist predictions for the upcoming football
season. Oh, yeah, we forgot to answer that, Keaton. Thank you for calling back. I do remember he had a two-part question, and we got caught up in the second question.
Yeah, Heisman? I mean, I think the easy ones are like Nussmeier and Arch, guys like that.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of a dark horse guy.
How about Damon Williams? That'd be a dark horse.
Yeah, that would be really dark.
He's the quarterback at Washington, for those that didn't pick up on the tone.
That's why I say it'd be really dark.
Here's what I do think is going to happen with him, though. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but I think he's going to have a nice year. And this time next year, people will be talking, no, not that.
Oh.
Come on now. Damn it. No. He'll be on Washington, and people will be talking about him as a Heisman potential.
Yeah, I think that receiver from Ohio State, I think he is like – It's too perfect for him not to be there,
okay.
But it's one of them years where
he don't
have the production because of the quarterback play. He's still great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but he don't have it like the type of year he had. Like he was unreal last year.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
He was unreal last year. So I'm going to say my dark horse will be
Just say Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Nate Frazier.
Okay, that'd be good too.
So I like Nate Frazier. I like Arch, and I like Nussmeier.
If I had to bet money today, I would bet on Cade Klubnik.
That's a great one.
I mean, it's popular, but I think they're going to have a really good year. Marcus is in College Park. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Question. I'm a sports dad. My kids play basketball and travel baseball, and my daughter cheers. And just wondering, what kind of sports dads are you all? Like, are you all going to be, or are you all now? Like, are you going to be the sports dad where your kid looking at you after every mistake they made, or you just going to let them go and have fun and just enjoy the moment? Because there's some parents out here, man, they do way too much, and they are crazy, man.
Yes, thanks for the call. And I mean, my boys play football. My son runs track. My daughter's more into theater and drama and stuff. But, I mean, my son had his first tackle football scrimmage this weekend, and it didn't go well. You know, they didn't go well. Now, they played against a team called the Voodoo, beat the hell out of them. They lost yesterday to the Nightmares. You know, they were out of the
league.
What's
their team called?
They're the Liburn, Parkview.
They don't have, like, a cool
– no.
They're playing the Voodoos and the Nightmares, and they don't have a thing?
Yeah, it was bad. Right. But, I'm one of them dads, but I don't want him to have to look over there every time.
I'm not overly loud.
I don't scream and yell. But I'll give him pointers because I had to talk to him after the game Saturday because I think he's a little nervous. Because he played better yesterday. He didn't play good, but he played better yesterday. And I thought as a team they played better, played harder. Now, they got a long way to go, and they're not on the level of these two teams that they play because they're at a different level. So they're getting league play this week. Hopefully, get a little better, have a good week of practice. But, yeah, dog, just some of the stuff you heard coming out of some of these mama's mouths. I was like, damn, lady.
Yeah, man.
Like, damn, lady.
I won't be like that.
Yeah, I was like, damn, lady.
Supportive, not negative.
Yeah.
Encouraging, not critical.
Yeah.
You know, as interested as they might, who knows, if they want to really take it seriously, cool.
Yeah.
They'll have the – I feel like – like, my parents were supportive of me playing sports, but, like, to the extent that they could be. Like, neither one of them really played that much sports.
Right.
Like, I certainly played a little bit more. And then doing this also, like, you know, if they want to take soccer seriously, then we'll do it and we'll pay for the whatever.
That's always my thing. You know? Yeah. If you want to do it, we're gonna go now. If this is what you want, because I don't ever tell them they got to do anything. I don't even ask them if they want to play. They come, daddy, I want to do this, or can I play? Only thing I've said no to is travel baseball,
because
ain't no way in the hell my child's playing no travel baseball. Never mind.
I hope. They both, or at least one of them, takes a serious interest in golf. That would be a lot of fun,
because
that's something that you can play together and you can play for a long time and all that. If they do, they will have, you know, they'll have support. Yeah, they're going to have nice golf clubs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're gonna have a little bit more opportunity, I think, probably than I did when I was growing up playing. But if they don't, that's fine too. Yeah. I'll just win trophies on my own.
Jack
doesn't have to come.
There you go, man.
Have to want to be
there
a part of it.
You're about to hit your prime.
It feels likely, though, that everything's a golf club with him right now.
You're in your winning prime now.
I mean, the last two tournaments I've played in, I've won.
Exactly.
We got trophies on the shelf.
Exactly.
Andrew is in Morningside. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, guys? So, first off, Andy, I called, like, last Friday just for the ceremony of your show, whatever, with Jarvis. And I didn't get the call. Like, I thought I had some pull, but I guess
sorry.
Not.
Full, we have full phone lines, man. Sorry.
It wasn't even like that. No, you didn't. Okay. But it's fine.
Okay. Anyway, what's up, man?
Respectfully. But that's fine. I have just like an easy question. Because I saw this the other day on social media. What has quietly disappeared from society over the past 30 years with people out? I'm sorry, this sounds stupid. Without people noticing.
Huh. Damn, Andrew, she got you still shook, huh?
Yeah, it's a long way to get there.
Yeah, she got
took the long road.
I'm sorry.
She still got you shook, Andrew.
Okay.
And that's all right. No,
women
do that to
it's
you.
Been like they, that.
They,
yeah, no.
They do that to you, though. It's okay.
What has quietly disappeared? We got it. We're good.
Thank you, Andrew. We got it.
We're good. There are a lot of stuff. I mean, I think a lot of stuff has quietly disappeared over the last 30 years.
Respecting of elders and these damn children.
Yeah.
Not getting your ass slapped in the mouth. Without having to worry about, you know.
Yeah, there's just no fear
of
physical repercussions.
No, there is none. There is none.
It seems like in-person courting.
Yes,
like
definitely.
Having the ability to go up to somebody and talk to them.
Yes, just being polite.
Yeah. But,
even holding doors open for random people gets you got dang on look wrong.
I got looked at really weird the other day for holding a door open for
a lady.
And I was like, I don't –
you ain't got to be that. Yeah, you know what? With your independent ass gone. Go.
I'm also supportive of the independence.
I am.
Just wanted to just wanted to be polite.
Good googly moogly.
Just wanted to be polite.
Cristiano Ronaldo just proposed to his wife, this girl. This ring is bigger than her whole finger.
Really?
Good googly moogly.
Wow.
Like a Super Bowl damn
that
ring.
That is outrageous.
Like a damn Super Bowl ring.
That really is like
that's a
Super
Bowl ring.
That's from the knuckle to the knuckle.
Yes.
Like the whole whatever.
Like a damn Super Bowl ring.
The whole metatarsal.
Yeah, I just think, just the interaction amongst people and definitely kids not playing outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, man.
BK is in Stone Mountain. Final one. Hey, BK.
Andy, Randy, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Man, it's been a while since I called. It's been like 2 years since I called in to talk to y'all, man. But I will give y'all flowers. First of all, absolutely. First of all, y'all the best show on the radio station. Y'all are so relatable. Y'all are like my cousin sitting in the basement and we just talking junk to each other. You know what I mean? That's how I feel like when I listen to y'all station. And my wife even listens to y'all during. Man, my wife listens to y'all from 11 to 2. She's the only show that she listens to. She listens to y'all from 11 to 2 because she work at home, whatnot. So I got to give y'all flowers. But
appreciate that.
My question, for sure. My question is for you, Randy, and I was listening, I was either last week or 2 weeks ago, and you was talking about Phillip Rivers. And you mentioned the name Big Mac. Was you talking about Marcus McNeil?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, perfect. Marcus, that is my Columbia High School. Shout out to Columbia High School. That's my dog. We grew up together. Yes.
That's his laugh.
It is.
That's
great. I love a unique laugh.
I wanted to ask you, my question is, though, like you know, when you watch the movies and stuff and you see stuff happening in the movies and you like, dang, does that happen in real life or is that really something that happens or whatnot? But I give y'all a little thing. You know, me and Marcus McNeil go way back. I went to his house one time downtown Atlanta, whatever, went up in the elevator. And his crib, actually, when you go in the elevator, the elevator opens up into his crib. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, I had never seen that before in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, so what do y'all have something that y'all seen in the movies that y'all didn't think was real and you experienced it in real life, actually? And my second question, Randy, you got any funny stories with Big Mac? And I'll show
you. Okay, BK, thank you.
All right, BK,
thank you.
We got to go.
We do.
We got to go. But I'll just tell you, be back and tell you, the Ferrari, that's all I'm going to say, the Ferrari. And he'll fill in the rest.
When I think about an elevator that opens into an apartment, I think of the movie Major League.
Always.
Yeah, that's the thing I think of when I think of that. Thank you, BK. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
You really try to turn around. You ever Jake try to turn around?
Nope. Uh-oh.
Snick said Ozuna is getting off his swing better.
Yeah.
Getting off his swing better.
There was one that happened earlier today, and neither one of us jumped on it. We're both very mature for that, and I'm proud of us.
Yes.
But Randy did start the show with boxers on and ended it without them.
No, sir. So. Just had wrote the wrong one.
There you go.
Instead of a casual dance, David Onyemata is going to casually walk off the field when he scores a touchdown.
Yes.
And tomorrow the Falcons are going to get that action.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
It's going to be fight tomorrow.
Ah.
Yes.
Joint practice tomorrow. We'll be back out here. Have a great rest of your Monday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.